John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
There are many pages in all papers devoted to the appearance yesterday at two Oireachtas committees of the RTE broadcaster Ryan Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly, and there are many different opinions of how it went. Under a large photograph of Tuberty, the Irish Independent reports that he is set for a career-defining showdown with the new Director-General of RTE, Kevin Backhurst, as he battles to keep his job after accusing RTE of publishing untruths about his contract. The Irish Examiner has a composite of four pictures on its front page of Tuberty at the hearings. The Irish Times has no fewer than eight. The Examiner uses his words for its headline, "This is not the Ryan Tuberty scandal, this is the RTE scandal." The Irish Times says that in forthright and sometimes emotional evidence at the two committees, Messrs Tuberty and Kelly accused RTE of giving false and misleading accounts of the Star's remuneration. But, Pat Leahy writes, committee members repeatedly questioned key parts of their evidence about the extent of pay cuts taken by Mr. Tuberty and expressed scepticism at aspects of their explanations about the payments made to him outside his core contract. The Irish Daily Mail got a body language expert to assess the performances of the two men. The Examiner has the view of columnist Mick Clifford, who says, "Tubbs set out to woo the public. We should know the real result in the coming weeks," he writes. Senan Maloney in The Independent agrees that Ryan Tuberty was playing over the heads of the politicians to court the wider constituency of the great Irish public. "It was a Del Boy and Rodney act," says Fionnán Sheehan in the same paper, "but it failed." In The Times, Miriam Lord reckons that the politicians were more restrained in their questioning of Kelly and Tuberty than they had been with the RTE executives last week. "Not worth antagonising the greater voting public by attacking Ryan, for whom there is great affection around the country," she writes. The Independent takes a new line for its front page lead story. Hugh O'Connell reports from an interview with the Director General of RTE, Kevin Backhurst, that the possibility of selling off parts of the Montrose campus or moving out altogether could be considered again as part of radical plans to overhaul the station. It's the 12th of July and the Irish News front page has a photograph of an enormous stack ready for a bonfire in Dungannon, County Tyrone. It bears an effigy of Stormont's First Minister-designate Michelle O'Neill of Sinn Féin. The Sinn Féin MLA, Gerry Kelly, is quoted as saying, "There is an onus on unionist political and community leaders to stand up against these displays of sectarian hatred." "A jolly national holiday in the Republic celebrating King Billy is out of order," says Cathy Sheridan in a column in The Times, referring to a suggestion by the Green TD, Patrick Costello. In a column in The Independent, Mary O'Donnell recalls the first time she heard a lambeg drum as a teenager in Armagh. With an All-Ireland destiny in mind, she writes that it's time people in the Republic educated ourselves realistically and honestly about how we perceive the shape and tenor of this lovely country, say 30 years down the line.